Good morning. Thank you for inviting me back. I've had the pleasure of meeting many of you before, and if I haven't met you before, please come and introduce yourself to me after the service, because this is really one of my favorite congregations to visit, in large part because for 17 years I was a member of Unitarian Universalist Congregation of the North Hills of Pittsburgh, which was about the same size sanctuary and about the same size congregation. So I feel very at home among you here, and it's a delight to that Ron reached out and Becky reached out and invited me back. And we're going to do a lightweight service today because nobody wants anything too ponderous in the middle of summer. I don't. I didn't want to write anything really heavy. I was looking through the ideas I have for services. And it struck me that you probably didn't want to hear some of those, at least while the summer sun is shining, which we're going to sing about in a minute. And, you know, it's always scary to schedule that hymn because it's often ironic. I did want to say that I am going to make a gift of this to this congregation. This is a three-volume set of books, children's books. Every story, there's 18 stories in the three books. It's oversized, and the teacher can fold it back. And I'm going to present that if someone will introduce me to, I guess it's Vicky is still the RE director for a little while. Well, I will present it to her downstairs afterwards. And I also have regular-sized Denton books and available down there, as well as my Press Conference with God book, which many of you, I know, have purchased in the past. So forgive me for that little plug. I'll be much more attentive to your needs from now on. I don't know if any of you were aware that yesterday was an important anniversary. The 19th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution was ratified 98 years ago, and that, how many know which one's the 19th? It gave women the right to vote. So that was a biggie, and I guess they were all pretty important, but that one may have really affected the lives of about half the people or more in this room. And I think it's worth celebrating. Now, it was a milestone of independence, of course, when that was ratified. Freedom is a value cherished by people everywhere, though they may not everyone enjoys it as much freedom as they might wish. One group that longs for independence, and this is where we're going today, often count the days until they have independence, is children. As children move into adolescence and prepare to leave home, many see their graduation from high school as their Independence Day. I know my younger daughter felt that way. So on the day she graduated, her name is Nell, I handed her a letter with the best advice that I, as a father, could give her. I urged her to keep that letter and use it as a guide as she went off on her own and began to make all her own decisions. I was very pleased to discover, she became a school teacher, and I was very pleased to discover that she shares that letter, that advice, with her students at the end of each school year, which really touched me. The best part was that when I gave it to her, this was at the end of several years of rebellion on her part against her parents. The best part was that when I gave it to her on her graduation day, she read it and it made her cry. So that was perfect. So today I'm going to share with all of you some of the good advice that I have used in my own life and hope that you may find some ideas to share with those you love, especially the young people in your life.